Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Of course, as the old saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And of course, that applies in big ways when it actually comes to our health. We want to dig in this segment of the program, talking about why is it that Americans continue to have poor health, to get sicker, chronic disease, all of those things that continue to be mounting in our society, and what kind of prevention we should be looking at as a result of that to get better results. Dan Crippen served as the executive director of the National Governors Association and as a former director of the Congressional Budget Office, knows his way around these things. A fantastic piece in The Hill. Prevention programs save lives and money, yet the budget process may undervalue them. And that's what I want to get to with this. And Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Great piece at The Hill. People can check that out at thehill.com. Give us kind of the baseline, because you're a Congressional Budget Office guy. You can start with the baseline numbers. Tell us what they are and what they mean.
Well, the issue we've long had with prevention is that the costs are upfront. It's relatively easy, I shouldn't say easy, but easier to estimate what those costs are. But then the subsequent savings and better health and using less health care occurs down the line. And down the line could be more than the 10 years, which we normally think of as the maximum we do for budgets. And it could be 20 years, 30 years. And so there's just a lot we don't know. It makes it very difficult for CBO and others to score those savings, which would offset the cost, certainly.
Yeah, and I think when you look at that, often that is the issue with Congress, as they're looking at some of these things in terms of a piece of legislation. They're always going to start with that Congressional Budget Office score. What's that? What is it actually going to cost? What does that look like over that window? Talk about some of the things that have been going on in the House to maybe change that dynamic so we can maybe assess some of those things like preventative health savings accounts in a little better way.
Well, as you just noted, the House Budget Committee has reported, in fact, the House has passed two bills. One would say to the Congressional Budget Office, it's okay, and we wish you would, give us some long-term estimates on prevention. And the bill also says, of course, we understand, given the uncertainty of these estimates, that it may not be fully usable for budget scorekeeping purposes, but we need to begin to build a structure, research necessary, to allow us to designate more funding for prevention. Just as a slide, and it's probably your questions will include this. But you alluded to it at the beginning, in which we now spend 75% of all of our healthcare dollars on chronic disease treatment. And we have worked for 30 years to try and figure out how to treat it better. And we figured out some things, including, importantly, new pharmaceuticals that will help. But if we don't figure out how to, if not cure, at least ameliorate some of these through prevention, we're just going to end up, the proverbial Don Quixote fighting the windmills.
Yeah, no question. And it really is a matter of, are you going to build the fence at the top of the cliff or just park the ambulances down at the bottom and sort it out at that point? One of the things that you noted in your piece is just some of those barriers to get to that in terms of the obstacles. How do we actually assess this, look at the upfront costs? But kind of walk us through what those back-end costs are really costing us in the country.
Well, are the disease the costs in taking care of these chronic diseases and diabetes, hypertension, cardiac issues, all are very expensive once they have they're very expensive to treat and generally give people shorter lives and a less pleasant life in many ways. We know that there are costs coming from lack of prevention, but we don't know how well some of the prevention will actually affect those costs. Mm. We think, for example, and we're quite convinced, and there's some evidence, that being overweight can lead to increases in diabetes, especially type 2. And so that can lead to expensive and terrible consequences. If untreated, it could lead to amputations and blindness and other And so we believe that if you reduce obesity, you reduce the incidence of diabetes. That evidence isn't quite as strong. We certainly don't know whether some of the new weight loss drugs, which seem to work to reduce weight, whether that will reduce diabetes either. And you may have to be on those drugs for the rest of your life, and so on. So there's a lot of unknown as to the effects of some prevention, although we're quite sure it has to be better. Yeah. And we know, you know, that it will help. Just don't know by how much or how soon.
Yeah. Well, I think this is an important effort. And again, it's bipartisan. It's one of those that everybody should rally around in terms of let's figure it out. Let's get to some better scorekeeping on the prevention side. Let's make sure we have transparency in the process. And ultimately, that will lead us to better results in terms of those health outcomes. And Dan Crippen, grateful to have you joining us today. Again, great piece in The Hill. You can check it out at thehill.com. Dan, thanks again for jumping on.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Again, that's Dan Crippen, served as the executive director of the National Governors Association and former director of the Congressional Budget Office. And that Congressional Budget Office is an important thing because that is kind of where the scorekeeping happens. And so a lot of times when you hear about bills that are working their way through Congress, they'll often wait and say, we're waiting for a CBO score, the Congressional Budget Office score, to say this is how much it will actually cost. Members of Congress from both sides of the aisle are pretty good at fudging the numbers. And so the CBO is sort of the umpire and says, well, it's probably going to cost a little more than that. Or you probably won't get as much tax revenue by increasing that particular tax. And so it's kind of the truth in advertising. The Congressional Budget Office takes away the nice titles, the fancy acronyms that members like to use with their bills, and gets them to that honesty and transparency component to see what is actually there. I think the work that Dan has been looking at and exploring in terms of preventative care and how do we actually get that into the process, because the current process doesn't really have a good way to evaluate those costs of preventative medicine, preventative health, preventative health savings accounts, those kinds of things. And so there has to be a way to get at those numbers so we can say, wow, if we invest in X, it's going to save us down the line because we're going to have people who aren't dealing with these issues or won't be required to be on these medications, you know, for years and years of their life, or they won't end up in an emergency room or long stay in terms of hospital stays and so on. And so all of those are important conversations. And it's another one of those areas that, again, it's under the surface. It's under the headline. It's under all the political stuff because nobody's talking a lot about what Dan shared with us today because it's the hard work and heavy lifting of legislating and learning what can be done, what does it cost to do it, and what will the results be if we actually enact it. And that's the serious part of legislating. And you have to have serious people in Congress who are willing to sharpen the pencils instead of the knives and crunch the numbers and do the math and do the research and have those conversations and have those kind of hearings, not the performative stuff we see in a lot of hearings in Congress these days, but the real hearings to get down to the real issues. And I think this is one crucial area that we are not having nearly enough important conversations about when it comes to preventative health programs and how we can do that better in this country. All right, we'll step aside for some top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. We are going to kick off hour number two with Frank Bruni. He has a new book coming up called The Age of Grievance and Why Pessimism is Driving Our Politics. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.